We have work session on House Bill 2718 relating to retired dentists. Dallas, can you give remind the committee members what this is?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. House Bill 2718 was the bill we agreed on yesterday to be appropriated $25,000 for liability insurance to the Health Division of the Department of Human Resources to purchase liability insurance for retired dentists who would provide dental therapy to patients through nonprofit corporations. Subsequently, we requested to bring an amendment that would, first of all, clarify and simplify the definition of retired dentists who would be covered by the insurance. The bill is drafted as a very technical definition. The one that's in this dash 3 amendment is a little clear, and easier to understand. Secondly, the Department of Human Resources felt uncomfortable, I guess, with administering a liability insurance program and felt that risk management and Department of Administrative Services might be better qualified to do that. There is agreement with the Department of Administrative Services, its risk management division, and the Department of Human Resources to have this shifted, administration of this shifted to the Department of Administrative Services because of the expertise in risk management. These two amendments, this amendment was incorporated also with the amendment to, it was agreed upon yesterday, the special amendment for the $25,000 appropriation. So the dash 3 amendment that you have before you accomplishes all of this. And we believe it makes more sense, and we would recommend your approval of the dash 3 amendment.
Does everybody understand the reason for the amendment? Senator Lim.
With the dash 3 amendment here, could you explain to me if it is tired from active practice, except for the practice of dentistry without the remuneration as a volunteer? Could you explain to me
the reason why? That means that they are retired from active practice except when they do volunteer work without pay.
This is the one for Northwest Medical.
Yeah,
low income.
Just try to understand the wording.
They are retired from active practice, except I guess the insurance has to cover them when they are providing volunteer service. They are actively practicing,
okay.
But without pay.
Okay. Continuation.
Yes, really. I should also like to point out that the reason for this insurance is, in prior times, these dentists were providing emergency dental care only, under which the Good Samaritan laws applied and protected them from liability. Now they are starting to do preventive and restorative work that is deemed of value, and they're concerned because of the liability issue, and that's why it's brought forward.
Senator Yee.
So, Dallas, what funds do we use to pay the $25,000?
It would be general funds.
General funds.
Yes.
And Mr. Chair?
Yes, General.
You told that the liability insurance for the medical doctors is very expensive. You know, $25,000 is like a small amount, but how many can you cover the medical doctors?
This is estimated to cover, provide insurance for approximately 70.
About 70?
Yes.
Yeah, 70 retired dentists.
70 retired dentists, yes.
Okay. That's the number.
Okay, is there further discussion? Is there objection to adopting the amendment? If not, it's been so approved.
We have seriously finished
it. I know, but we need a motion moving back now.
Mr. Chair, I'd move 2718 as amended with the dash 3 amendment to the whole committee with the due tax.
Senator Kutub now moves 2718 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there further discussion? If not, is there objection? It's been so approved. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2718. Open the work session on House Bill 5053, Oregon Department of Transportation. Ms. Jordan, we sent this budget out yesterday, and there's apparently agreement on language for a budget note.
Mr. Chair, I have a memo in front of you with two budget notes that are here for your reconsideration. I will need a motion from one of the members to reconsider the budget notes, each budget note, to be amended. And the first one is the budget note that we discussed yesterday in hearing. Apparently there is now some agreement on new language that would take out the language that limits the transfer of TGM or flexible surface transportation money to 50% of the for transportation related activities to more general language that requires the grants to be directly related to transportation.
Okay, the chair would now move that we reconsider House Bill 5035 that was passed out and we turn it back to committee. Is there objection? No, it's been so approved. House Bill 5053 is in front of us. The chair would now move that we adopt the first recommendation of LFO on the transportation TGM expenditures as expressed by LFO. Is there further discussion? Senator Keetup.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You said that agreement was made. There was more than one no vote in the committee about change, about this budget note. And the person who drew up the budget note may have agreed to it. But nobody's talked to me.
Okay. The governor's office and Mr. Chandler talked to me about late yesterday afternoon, and it was my understanding that they were supposed to get in touch with the corresponding members of the committee. So I apologize if you were not followed up on, but it was instructed that each one of the committee members be so informed.
Informed that what, we're supposed to vote yes, Senator?
No.
That's some kind of agreement?
No. Of the consensus towards the budget, though. You're still free to vote no if that's what you choose to do, but at least there's been some consensus. Previously, all we had was one individual before this committee trying to change the language in the budget note that some of us had serious concern on it. Timmy Lim.
Senator, who is able to go upon this budget note? Who are the group of people?
As far as I know, it's one person. Mr. Chandler, would you like to come back up? Perhaps you can answer the question.
My name is Chairman of the Committee, Tom Chandler, Director of Governmental Affairs of the Oregon Building Industry Association. And actually, in the sense to answer Senator Lim's question here on behalf of the TGM Advisory Committee, which is comprised of representatives from the building industry, the realtors, OA, Associated Oregon Industries, and local government who are charged with overseeing this program. The budget note that was presented yesterday was an outgrowth of that conversation with that advisory committee. And I apologize to Keith for not touching base with you. We discussed it with several folks around the day after, and I apologize for that. And the reason, and most of the time yesterday was spent discussing the language changes from their Dukes, who was the proponent, as I understand it, of the original budget note. And what we're trying to get to is essentially the same thing that Senator Dukes was trying to get to in terms of refocusing and providing some clarity to the TGM program. Our concern was that the original language left, while focusing 50% on transportation, then by extension left 50% available for whom it was in terms of the structure of the program. And what we felt was the advisory committee, and again, I'm going to do a certain amount of talking to the chairman of the rest of the advisory committee are out and about, including Burton Lee, who I'd like to say on the record is fishing at Odell Lake and should be properly castigated next time any of you see him. But having said that, we believe the language here tightens it up more, provides more focus by saying it has to be spent, because I think the range of funding activity has to be connected with documented connection with transportation, that they're going to focus the issue on the transportation aspect of the TGM. That's what we're trying to get to with this budget note. And the language in front of you, Senator Dukes had seen in this hand and growth version, which is the same as what is reprinted here.
Senator Lim.
I'll make sure this note is supported by the Association of Oregon Counties and also the League of Oregon Cities.
The counties are here and the cities are here.
For both the impetus for supporting of this motion.
Senator, the impetus is on the proposed line change on the budget note on ODOT's budget.
As long as it hasn't changed again, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
We worked it out yesterday, Mr. Chair.
Have you seen it, Senator Duke?
I saw it yesterday.
Would you mind looking at it again?
Not at all.
It's right there under your cash materials.
Okay. It seemed a little narrower than the way we had had it before.
I'm assuming that the, Mr. Chair, that the narrowing of the language is in the last part of the first sentence. It says TGM monies may only be, the activities may only be funded with TGM monies if there is a documented connection to transportation. Is that part of, was that in the budget note yesterday?
No, it was
not. Mr. Chairman, this is the standard rewriting of the budget note from yesterday.
And the priority should be given to local government grants that are necessary to fulfill state mandates. We didn't have an eye on it. And it is, should be clear for the record that those state mandates are related to transportation things like...
Where did that language come from?
Mr. Chairman, that was part of the advisory committee's recommendation.
I don't give a damn about the advisory group. Where did the language come from?
That was in our original budget note and what Senator Duke and I discussed yesterday.
Yeah.
Have you agreed to that?
I'm nervous about it because it seems awfully broad. And
well, they can get a grant for putting in a bicycle path somewhere. Now, I strenuously object. And if you're going to play games with this ODOT budget, I just am not going to tolerate it. I mean, why are you having all this stuff? We sent you back to work on something that was modified to meet your concerns.
And I was happy with the budget, not that they had some real concerns, and I thought that we had tightened it up. I can stay with what we had in the budget.
Well, we can address their concerns in 2 years. We're going to try to move on this budget
today.
Okay. If I respond to that, I think there was a wrong impression left here. The language in front of you here was the same language I discussed with Senator Duke yesterday, throughout the day, and that I just showed you last night when we talked.
And I have a problem where priority shall be given to local government grants that are necessary to fulfill state mandates. You're going to have a bicycle path in every community of this state, paid for with gas tax. And I would move to delete that sentence. Is there objection?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Butler.
I'm wondering how the whole the whole issue broadens it. It says it talks about the support an efficient transportation system. I'm not sure what an efficient transportation system is if it doesn't include the rail and bicycle paths and planes and so forth. So you know, when we start talking about what you think efficient transportation system is and what I think efficient transportation system is, that looks a lot more broad to me. And then with regard to the documented connection to transportation, I can, that's like telling me that the lottery money is to go to be used for economic development only. What's economic development? Everything has to be transported. I mean, I had to be transported here today, and this desk had to be transported. I mean, everything has something to do with transportation, so some connection to transportation with everything we do. So if you want to try and document it, I guess it looks to me like it's much broader language than unless at least 50% of the grant is intended for transportation-related activities.
And my concern is, given the last sentence of priority, shall we give them the local government grants that are necessary to fill state mandates, is a bicycle path a state mandate?
I think we heard testimony that bicycle mandates at one point were an option that didn't have to be in some of the projects but were pitched into the project. But maybe, you know.
Well, we have some members of the Senate who are opposed to funding bicycle paths. Mm-hmm. And they want to see highway dollars go on highways, not bicycle paths.
Mr. Chairman, just a point. We absolutely do not support putting money in a bicycle path. That was not the intention. The intent of that language was to make sure the program focused on getting grants to local governments to do those things that the state has told them to do. Transportation system plans, transportation planning rule compliance, Title 122 agreements with regard to transportation, not having grants made for something that wasn't on the required list. When I talked to Governor Dukes about that yesterday, we have no problem at all with putting that on the record. But those are the type of state mandates we're talking about. The only reluctance I would have to putting a list in there is fairly for fear of being exclusive as opposed to inclusive in terms of mandates. This is very important language for the cities and counties to make sure that they're, what they're told to do by the state gets some state help. That's exactly what
I'm saying. Is anyone here from the governor's office prepared to address this? That's how interested the governor's office is on this budget bill. They don't have anybody here. Why should we even change this budget now?
Mr. Chairman, if I can take a stab at that, thanks very quickly, Senator Dukes yesterday. Our concern, and my concern, to sometimes the one working on it, the 50% restriction with reference to the service of the butler, I think, leaves it too broad. And transportation-related activities is as fuzzy a term, I believe, as efficient compensation system. If you're going to say 50% of the money is to be spent on that, that's fine. That's a fairly flexible term right there. The other 50%, that's before I was there, the bike paths would come in, frankly. And what we were trying to do, or what I was trying to do with the language in front of you, was to provide more focus. And I understand the advisory committee has no legal standing, but it is one that has been established that we have, I've sat on for a number of years now, and does give some oversight on how these monies are spent and how the program is structured. I can assure you that the intent of the advisory committee is to make sure that the PCM funds are spent in ways that support local governments complying with state mandated programs, that support an efficient transportation system, not in terms of bikes and mopeds and whatnot, but in terms of making sure that if we're going to have other land use agency or growth management agency, we need to have some kind of way of making sure that there's a lash up between what they're doing and what the land use laws are. As I mentioned yesterday, that's not something I'm personally wild about, but doing away with it is probably outside the scope of this committee and this budget, no. That's the intention, Mr. Chairman. I apologize for all the hoo out here.
That's fine. We're in work session. Cheryl, will accept the motion.
Mr. Chair, not a motion. I'm fine with it the way it is. Somewhere around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I finally gave in to that last sentence, which I never agree with you, and I never was really comfortable with out laying out exactly what the state mandates were. And I don't know if having it needing documented connection to transportation is going to be too difficult for some of those folks. I don't know what the documentation would be. It's not my intent to slow up the budget or cause problems. I was happy with the other yesterday. I'm happy with it today. If members want to change it, that's okay too.
Is there further discussion amongst the committee?
Mr. Chair, and I don't know how far along in the process we are, other than just right close to the end, but priority could be given the local governments for grants that are necessary to fill the state mandate relative to roads and streets. But you know, that's still too broad if they're worried about bicycle paths.
Okay, is there further discussion?
I guess, Mr. Chairman,
it
does concern me that the issue that Mr. Chandler brought up about the 50%, therefore the other 50% will be used for other activities that, you know, we're not naming here. I have no problem with tightening up the budget note. I do not like broadening the budget note. And if bicycle paths are not mandated, I'd like to know why so many of them are being built. I mean, I hear from my constituents about everything under the sun is not being built except bike paths, and nobody's around. Nobody's around these things.
Okay, is there further discussion?
Only to say that
Senator
Dukes. Highway projects bike paths are required.
Right, I know they are. And I don't know where this optional stuff comes in.
Oh, well, yeah, we had a hearing on that discussion.
We were intending on, I thought Representative Montgomery was going to undo that.
They weren't.
Okay, is there further discussion? Is there any motion to amend this budget note? If there's no motion, the existing motion stays, and we reject the proposed budget note. Beth, is there anything else we have to do?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The second budget note has to do with community solutions team. The committee had in the day sentence that required the department to only transfer funds to four of the five departments. This budget note is here for you to consider eliminating that sentence so that it can be transferred to cover the DEQ department as well.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Lewis.
Yes, I'm not allowed to speak to this. I knew there were a number of people who were interested in these community solutions teams, but I thought it was primarily the governor's office, and the governor had said that he was through Mr. Wilkes, had said that he was okay. They didn't like it. They would have preferred to have a DEQ position, but they were okay not to have them. And I didn't really know there was a lot of people interested, because I know this subcommittee was not interested in those positions, but it turns out our entire natural resource subcommittee were very upset yesterday when we put DEQ's budget back into their sub to remove the four community solutions teams people based on not having the T21 money that would have been provided through this budget. And in fact, they passed the DEQ budget out without recommendation because we removed those community solutions team people. They tell me, and that none of them are here right now, but Senator Ferrioli, Representative Morgan, Representative Mesley, they tell me that these people are very valuable in the rural areas, the community solutions teams, to help solve problems in the rural areas, and they felt very strongly that they needed the four positions that would be provided through the 21 months. And that's why we are asking this subcommittee to revisit this budget note at this time so that those T21 monies can be used for those four DEQ positions. We've gone ahead and provided T21 monies for housing positions, Department of Land Conservation Development positions, DAS, Department of Administrative Service positions, is that correct?
Yeah.
But we left DEQ out, and it was the feeling of our colleagues in the next room who were not consulted that they wanted to see two positions.
Senator Duke.
That's all we should think about this issue. from day one, we have tried to narrow down the community solutions team T21 money use so that it related to roads. And as we looked through each of the proposals, we felt that the ones we funded were related to roads and felt that DEQ wasn't. And I support DEQ, and I don't know exactly what these things do, and I don't remember exactly what they do anymore. I'm sure they're valuable positions, but it's sort of like when we told housing, you want to go find some other way to fund them because your housing things are not directly related to roads. And they did, and that's the same thing I guess I would say to the Natural Resources Subcommittee. If they want to fund positions that are related to something besides transportation, they have to go looking for something besides transportation money to do it. And it just seems we have been given so many wonderful opportunities this session to drain money out of the road fund and put it into other things, and then we wonder why we have all these potholes. Now, this just seems to be one. I mean, I guess I was surprised to see it back because we've talked about this one so many times this session.
Here's our further discussion. Representative
Yeah, the problem is, Senator, that there is, those natural resource budgets are extremely tight. And this is about $900,000 that would have gone to DEQ somewhere in that range.
It's actually about
$700,000. You mean by the deletion of this language in the budget note, it restores the money to DEQ?
Yeah.
Is there any further discussion? Representative Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've talked to some of the members on who did the BEG budget. I guess I'm a little disappointed, but I'm willing to vote to let these positions out. We had full hearings on all the community solutions as a whole, and then from each of the different agencies. And so I just worry that we get more and more roll-up and how often BEG is involved in this project. So, in deference to what they're concerned with, I'm willing to have a role, and I guess there's some not happy about that.
Okay.
Do we need a financial limitation?
Well, and here's the situation with BHP's budget. We were asked by, we did delete the T21 money from BHP's budget, but we were asked by the governor's office to leave, to give them some hope that they could find some funds. And so in the BHP's budget, there's a budget note which directs them to come to the emergency board to ask to fund the community solutions team positions, and they would have to bring a report to the emergency board. So this action we would take today will not automatically give them the money. They will, because of the way we left their budget, they will have to come to the emergency board and ask for these positions. It would only make the funding available by deleting this prohibition that's in the budget note. It would only make it possible for them to come and ask for those funds, but unlike the other budgets, they do not have those funds in their budget, and we would not put them back in. They would still have to come in and visit
them. Okay, we have further discussion. Senator Kishak.
I was going to raise this.
Is there any other questions? Senator Yee.
Is there money in the emergency, or do we set aside money in the emergency board to support their request to they come in at all positions?
Excuse me. No. The way we wrote the budget note, we assumed that they would have to come for other funds other than general funds. They would either have to have identified some source of other funds or federal funds, which of course the T21 money would qualify as that. But we did not make a set aside for them a general fund in emergency.
Well, another question.
Yes, Senator Yee.
So do we give them position authorization?
No, I did not. They would have to ask for that also when they come to the emergency board. We decided we don't want to give people empty positions.
Then another question.
Yes.
Then I don't think the emergency board has the authority to increase to what legislature has given them. Am I correct?
Yes, Jordan.
Mr. Chair, that is incorrect. The emergency board does have the authority to increase other funds, but they don't have the authority to decrease the budget.
Oh.
Okay.
So the budget note will give them the permission to come in.
Yes.
The community solutions is a very important component to solve the problems between the each agency and department. Where the funding came from for this, the community solutions change, if you can start, where the money coming from?
The money is coming from the federal highway funds that cannot be used for any other thing other than planning and solutions. They are not dollars that have to be spent on the highway, as I understand it. Is that right, Ms. Clarkson?
Okay, then where the fund coming from for this solution change?
DEQ. Where are the funds being used for, or
where are the funds coming from?
They're coming from federal funds.
T21 federal fund.
T21 fund.
Yeah. Could they use that T21 fund for this community solution?
That's what they are going to do. That's what this budget note would do.
So we are not giving them any solution at all.
No, because it's been dealt with in the DEQ budget. And as the co-chair just stated, there's no positions created. Only expenditure authority has to match the e-board to spend the money. But it's been dealt with in the DEQ budget.
But I understand there is no money in the e-board.
No, ODOT would be able to come into the e-board and say, we have devised a method to extend these highway dollars and we want to spend it, and it would be up to the e-board to approve it. Is that right, Mr. Clarkson? Yeah, would you like to come up, please?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Wade Clinton, the director of ODOT. The funds that are being used to fund the Community Solutions Scheme are the increased federal funds we receive for research. Those monies can't be used on those. We need to use them on modeling and research activities and that sort of thing. So, as I understand this, it allows us to spend money on this by taking out the prohibition here. It allows it to come to the e-board. DEQ would ask for the positions. This would be the source. We would not expend the funds in the research category until we know what the resolution is on the other budget.
Okay.
Can those funds be used to design project, highway project?
Senator Chair Hannon, Senator Duke, no, these are, they need to be used for sort of innovative or modeling activities. The only thing I can, we had some discussions over, but they can't be used for the design of projects, which is considered on the road money with the Federal Highway.
Okay. Representative Butler.
I just wanted to make sure for the record that we understood that the T21 funds that we're talking about are not for transportation directly. They are there to be used for other than on the road materials. They're designed for specifically these kinds of issues as opposed to for improvements in transportation specifically. So.
Representative Patrick.
I just wanted to say, I want to make sure though, we, and for the record, we took out this piece of the budget now, but we are only funding two of the housing positions with T21 money. They found internally with their own money.
That is
so
correct.
I just want to make that clear for the record.
Okay. Senator Duke.
I just want to point out that when you shift these to another agency, any of the projects that you could be using those for, whether it's modeling or anything of that, is in ODOT, you're either not going to do or you're going to transfer highway out of your group.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
I'm going to be opposing this budget note because I feel that if they really feel they need some provisions to do more work, they can have limited duration to do it. And the department has funds to take care of limited duration, and this will establish a record for the need for provisions, and they can ask for that officially next session.
Okay. Representative
Lewis. We have throughout all the budgets made the new Community Solutions Team positions limited duration. All the new positions have been made limited duration.
Then they don't need to come to the people of that. They can establish limited duration.
Mr. Chair, in these cases, they don't have the funds, so they do need to come to the e-board again.
Okay. There are further discussion. Representative Patrick now moves that we adopt the second budget note dealing with the State Community Solutions Schemes as proposed by LFO on page 2, striking the language on RCBC and community and housing and DEQ. Is there further discussion? Is there objection? There are two no votes in the Senate, Senator Duke, Senator Yee. Is there any more objections? Not, it's been so approved. Senator, or Representative Patrick now moves House Bill 5053 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee where they do pass recommendations. Is there further discussion? Is there objection? There is one objection. Is there any other objection? If not, the motion passes. And we'll close the hearing on House Bill 5053 and House Bill 5038. Lottery funds allocation, Ms. Lamont.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have a memo in front of you in the clerk's office about the A5 amendment as a fee. I didn't realize that there was another amendment proposed by someone, so my memo, we will need to change my recommendation from the -4 to the -5. It was the December program. No, they're not going to, but it changed the numbering. Okay. So my memo is incorrect.
I see. Okay.
This time, the lottery fund allocation bill is pretty straightforward. There really aren't any add-ons. I need to get a copy. I need to get a copy.
You have the -5?
That's the -5. That's what I was saying. Please change my -4 to -5. As my memo indicates, the measure allocates $295,962,709 to the state pool fund, $4,258,088 to the state scholarship commission. Those lottery dollars are from interest earnings on the education endowment fund. $5,444,635 to the Department of Education for debt service on education bonds. Again, that's interest earnings on the education endowment fund. It allocates $69,349,648 to the Economic Development Department, $1,176,677 to the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center for Debt Service, $19,999,390 to the Department of Transportation for Debt Service on Westside Light Rail Bonds, and $5,273,084 to the Department of Administrative Services for Gambling Addiction. In addition, there are a couple of technical adjustments to the natural resources, to DEQ for orphan site sewer and revolving loan fund allocation. The decision was made to limit lottery allocations in the natural resource area to measure 66. So the debt service is being transferred to the general fund. This is a technical adjustment to transfer some carry forward carry forward limitation, which then will be paid for out of the general fund. So there is no net resources available to the state. The measure also includes carry forward limitation of $10,962,815 for Economic Development Department projects begun but not completed in the 97-99 biennium, and increased limitation for debt service on the Oregon Garden Bonding Project approved in House Bill 2153 and for expanded tourism activities. There is another technical adjustment as part of the transfer of the DEQ bonding program to the general fund. The measure also has an addition that starting in Section 17 that would enable the director of the Department of Economic Development should a Major League Baseball team decided in some Oregon city, that the director of the department could choose to seek lottery bonding authority for the construction or renovation of a facility. There is no limitation. There are no dollars available as part of this section. However, if the department so chose, they could use existing limitation and funding for that. But I am recommending that we add a budget note that basically says that before the director does that, he needs to seek approval of the emergency board and, in addition, provide the emergency board with information that verifies that the Economic Development Commission has approved such funding.
Senator Duke.
Does that, in essence, then mean that the director of the Department of Transportation and the emergency board could authorize could, between them, build a baseball stadium in Portland?
What would have to happen, Senator Duke, is that the director of the Department of Economic Development and the Economic Development Commission would have to take a look at that issue and determine if that were a priority for use of their existing bonding capability. That is, they would, and there are findings that have to be, that they would have to make in terms of, you know, whether it was sort of economic development and the other requirements that the commission has. And then, having made that finding, they would have to seek approval from the emergency board before they did that.
Normally, they would have to get approval from the legislature, but this piece would give the legislature, would have the legislature giving the authority to the emergency board to approve that bonding?
The normal practice, Senator Duke, is for the authorization to be in advance of the project. And in any
sort of after they make the decision that they want to?
Yeah. What this does is that it gives them the authorization, should this occur, to seek approval from the emergency board to use existing limitation. It is not in addition to any bonding authority that they already have.
Mr. Chair, I don't have any trouble with building a baseball stadium in Portland. It just seems to me, I watched when the state of Washington wanted to build a facility and what all they went through. It's just a huge undertaking. And where it is and who's involved and all of those things are all pieces to consider. It seems to me that's one that ought to come before the full legislature for discussion, in, as opposed to this shortened process. I mean, I have a problem building it. It's just that there's a whole lot involved in it.
The only thing I'd point out that there is an enrolled Senate Bill 200 that has already passed. And so it has been before the legislature and the Senate and the House. And it's both been passed from both bodies and signed by another. So the issue has been discussed.
Nobody's picked the site yet. Nobody, you know, all of that.
It's my understanding Senate Bill 200 that lays out the priorities for which lottery dollars are allocated, so that it establishes the debt service is the priority, and it lays out the process through which the dollars are spent. So it really is a technical bill that clarifies what the state's obligation is.
Is it clear in there that there's a baseball stadium in there?
I do not believe so.
Okay. I just thought it. I didn't ever get any discussion.
Maybe I'll be in recess for a few moments. Maybe I'll come back to order, and we'll resume work session on House Bill 1538 related to lottery funds allocation. Ms. Lamont.
I believe that Representative Patrick has a proposed amendment to Section 17.
Representative Patrick.
Mr. Chair, on page 3 of the Dash 5 amendment on House Bill 1538, after the first comma, I would move to insert subject to legislative approval. Therefore, that sentence would read on line 29, clause 1999 of old Senate Bill 200, comma, subject to legislative approval, lottery bonds may be issued too. The effect of that would mean that
the full legislature would have to approve liaisons being issued in order to fund anything that goes to a Jason Montreat.
Can they shoot that?
A thought just occurred to me that isn't the legislature going to be approving this bill, therefore approving it?
Well, this would be subsequent.
Well, then we better say subsequent.
I think you could put that in. I'm not sure that it's absolutely necessary, but if you...
subsequent to future legislative review.
Subject to future legislative approval.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Is this fuel and line coming
from?
Yes. Fuel and line coming
from?
29.
So, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, just to clarify, it would read, pursuant to Section 1, Sections 1 through 9, Chapter 44, Oregon Laws, 1999, enrolled Senate Bill 200, subject to future legislative approval, lottery bonds may be issued.
That'd be correct. That was... I would just withdraw my original motion and insert the motion subject to future legislation.
Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Lerman.
Which means sometimes maybe it's 2 years later or an efficient session, then nothing is going to happen.
And sometimes maybe not.
So instead of mid-late legal approval, why could we say that the legal approval is the issue of the community of this court?
Because we want the legislature to approve it.
Representative Patrick.
Sure, I think it's more important to have it with the full legislature. This would be a pretty substantial effort. I think if the ruling around the table is that it needs to be subject to the full legislative approval rather than the emergency board of the
Okay, is there further discussion? Is there objection to amending Section 17 as was stated by Representative Passage's amendment? If not, it's been approved. Is there anything else we need to do?
Okay. We need to adopt the next 5 amendment to answer our question. I would withdraw my recommendation having to do with a budget note. Since it's no longer applicable.
Okay. Representative Patrick.
Mr. Chair, I would move the Cash 5 amendment as previously amended to House Bill 5038.
Representative Patrick now moves that we amend the Dash 5 amendment in the House Bill 5038 and adopt the language for any budget note?
No,
budget note. Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion to amend? Senator Lim.
Concerning the damage treatment, what's the reason about $600,000 less than originally the proposal?
Members of the committee, there was a substantive bill, I believe it was Senate Bill 118, and that bill has not passed, and so the dollar amount was reduced consistent with that.
And what was the last year's last biennium the capital treatment amount?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I don't know the precise amount. It was somewhere in the vicinity of about $4 million. This is the
increase.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, is there further discussion? Is there objection to the motion to adopt the language change in Section 17? Not, it's been so approved. Representative Patrick.
Sir, I move House Bill 5053 as amended to the full committee. 5038.
Excuse me. Representative Patrick now moves House Bill 5038 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee where they do pass recommendations. Okay. Is there a discussion? Senator Duke.
A question. Of the bill, case 1, line 27, the payment on infrastructure drinking water bonds, We're nearly doubling that amount. Will we just way off at this time? Is the money on the bonds going to be...
If you recall, House Bill 2153, that includes the money for the increase in funding for channel deepening, the debt service, and the increase in funding that this committee adopted for the Creek-Bay pipeline. So that's the increase in debt service.
Okay, is there further discussion? Is there objection to moving House Bill 5038 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee for the due pass recommendation? If not, it passes. Senator Yee, would you like to carry this? Please. Yes, and Representative Patridge, would you like to carry it? Okay. We'll close the work session on House Bill 5038. Open the House work session on House Bill 3465. Ms. Gordon.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3465 was before this committee a few weeks ago. And what it does is it creates an interim task force to study the advisability of increasing partnership between counties and the Department of Transportation for maintenance activities. This bill was unable to move out of subcommittee because it had an impact on the general fund for the Legislative Administrative Committee's involvement in it. You have a copy of an engrossed, a hand engrossed bill that removes the Legislative Administrative Committee's involvement or support to the committee and insert the Department of Transportation as the staff support, in effect reducing the impact for on the legislature from zero to your consideration.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Duke.
Will the money not come out of the road fund?
Ms. Gordon, would you like to respond to
that? Mr. Chairman, okay, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay with me. We do these sort of things all the time. And maybe I'm just tired, but I'm just noting that this is the legislature that came in and said, we want to see ODOT stop spending money on all of these other things, and we want to see them start spending it on roads. And yesterday we sent out the constitutional piece to the voters to take policing out of the, put policing back in the road fund. And today we sent, I think, four positions to DEQ, and now we're going to pay for legislators meeting stuff, and it just seems to me that somehow 6 months after we started, we're headed in a different direction than we were when we got here.
Mr. Chair.
Representative
Lewis. Yeah. Just Senator Duke is concerned. This is, as you may recall from our service together on the ODOT Efficiency Committee, was one of the things that the Efficiency Committee really liked was the partnership between local government and ODOT. And there's been a pretty successful one working in Jackson County. And those partnerships actually are something that we can do to be more efficient, but actually will save us money in the long run. And what we're proposing to do here is to run this study much as we ran the Efficiency Committee. That was, you know, came from ODOT funds, but they didn't pay legislators per diem. I didn't get a per diem. And I think the only thing that they were agreeing to pay for was mileage expenses, and I know I myself, I never turned in any requests for any payments on ODOT. And if you came from far away, I would certainly, you know, understand why the legislator would do that. But we tried to make this as low cost to ODOT and to the legislature as we possibly could, but I believe this is a really good thing from the efficiency point of view, and maybe Ms. Turner can
would
like to
speak with
you.
Grace, would you like to speak
with me? Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Grace Hunnigan, ODOT. I think this is a forerunner to saving money. This is trying to implement. We have an obstacle on our hands.
Mr. Chair, I'm not complaining about the task force. But if you note, the legislature is now dipping into the road fund. It's not bad enough that we're handing it out to everybody else, and we're not getting our fingers in it. Rather, it has nothing to do with the task force itself. It's just like
I think it's a little ironic that we came in saying we want to save all of this money for roads, and now not only are we giving that up, but we got our cars in the 50s.
Representative Patrick.
Mr. Chair, I just like to say, I think Zach gives credit. I think that that's some credit on behalf of ODOT because this thing wasn't moving anywhere without having funds available. They saw some efficiencies that they wanted to get and agreed to do this. So at this point, unless there's further discussion, I'd like to move the bill to the middle of the room. I want to I move the hand of the bill to the with me with the DSAP recommendation.
You got all the votes you were over.
I just wanted to ask one question relative to what constitutes one from each political party, because I've been reading the history of Oregon, and there's about 15 political parties that are present in Oregon.
Do you wish to make that amendment?
I would recommend
you have three kinds of parties serving in the House.
Some of them don't party very much at all.
Pardon me?
The biggest and the little one.
What did you say?
Do you want to insert that language?
Mr. Chair, I would move to amend my motion to the Hannah Grove version of House Bill 3465 to everywhere describes one from each political party. It should say one from each major political party.
Senator Duke.
Since it only affects one member of the legislature, isn't it sure he won't show
Okay. All right. You've heard the motion to adopt the Hand and Growth Amendment as amended by the subcommittee in the House roll. 3465A and Grove.
Senator Yee. What is the fiscal impact of the tax
code? Ms. Cronican, would you like to come forward? It's with ODOT.
Mr. Chairman, we anticipate not more than $20,000 to be spent on this, and the savings we anticipate are going to be in the millions. So down the road, so I think it's... I would guess about $20,000 for this financing.
Okay.
Sure. So that means by the static model, it's $20,000. By the dynamic model, it's minus millions.
Well, it's worth about one ballpark in Jackson County.
Good thing Scott has volunteered that those two unsealed potholes will come out of this side.
Okay, I think we're losing it here. So, if there's no objection to the motion to approve the amendment is passed. Representative Patrick Jambos, A. and Grove, House Bill 3465, as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a DFAS recommendation. Is there further discussion? Is there objection? If not, it's been so approved. Is there anything else?
Yeah, before you adjourn, Ms. Chair, you weren't able to join us tonight at our party, and I've been trying to get find someone to come in, and most of the committee members were here, and we are missing a couple of members, but I wanted to
Thank you very much. The members committee of the work was, and I know one fault that I have is sometimes I'm a little short, not physically, but short with people. And if I've hurt somebody or offended somebody by cutting your statements off, I would deeply apologize to you. My wife reminds me all the time that my tolerance level is very low, but it's been a pleasure to work with all of you. And I really look forward to good things happening in the future. And Lord willing, when the creek don't rise, plan on being back from the last session this 2 years from now. So thank you very much, all of you.
Thank you.